I posted the link about the shapes that repeat
the Platonic solids.
The Platonic solids and the infinite pattern that never repeats. But we never actually went through that. The video starts out talking about the five Platonic solids, which are the 4, 6, 8, 12, and 20-sided shapes. Same as a set of dice for Dungeons and Dragons. The phi ratio, also known as the golden ratio, also known as the Fibonacci sequence, is one of the basic shapes of nature. It's defined as the ratio between the division and a line. If you divide a line in such a way that one half is smaller than the other, and the ratio between the bigger half and the smaller half is the same as the ratio between the bigger half and the whole line, which comes out to 1.618. And then the video goes on to talk about different shapes that can pattern, and I forget the term it uses. That's the problem with not taking notes. Not those notes. I'm talking about on the video. If I had to take the notes on the video purpose, then I'd know what term I'm looking for right now. But it's repeatable patterns. It's patterns. Grimm knows what I'm talking about. Any kind of website that has a tiled background has a repeatable pattern, an infinite pattern that if you take that shape and you can duplicate it side by side and top and bottom and build a pattern that creates a bigger pattern that can go on infinitely. It's an infinite pattern. Well, this guy figured out or did the research. It's a historical kind of thing. Some scientists figured out that this particular pattern that they came up with could repeat or infinite. It could build infinitely without ever repeating, without having a repeating pattern. It's pretty interesting if you watch the video. If you're into fractal stuff, it goes into that kind of stuff and how that all ties in. So that's in a nutshell what the first 15 minutes of the show that didn't get recorded was about.
It was a really interesting video. I really enjoyed
it. Yeah, I recommend anybody to watch it.
It was something that I never even considered. I've done work laying out parking lot lights to get a certain number of foot candles average over the whole lot, but that's always a specific reoccurring pattern. I never knew that there was a pattern that did not and could not repeat itself.
Yeah, I was just fascinated. Yeah. Scientific stuff. Math.
Yeah. I put the nerd alert out on the chat. Well, this either you have a taste for this kind of stuff or you don't. And it's a very deep kind of shit.
Yeah, it's not everybody's cup of tea.
But to the people it slaps, boy, you guys get their attention.
To people that are into it, they're really into it.
Well, how would you use this stuff in something through your day if you're just a normal person like me? Does this stuff
your own power supply?
Elaborate. Wait. So now I'm going to start notes up again. I ended with Mass Tales, but I don't think they made it to the recording. So we'll just go on beyond that, right? Let's start arguing about it.
Yeah, that sounds good. Okay. Let's start with the fishing report.
Oh, all right. Well, That'll just work. We'll just, want a fishing report?
We'll just change gears and go from there.
Okay, yo. Got it.
No Larry. Fish. No fish were harmed in the production of this video. I got three before I gave up and came home. It was a beautiful day until the wind switched, and then it was a fight, and I don't fight water. When I first started paddling the boat with my daddy, he said, "You can push just as hard on that water as you want to, or you can do it gentle and it'll still work."
Yeah.
So, you know, when you got to push real hard to make it work, I just...
Yeah. The effort becomes not worth the reward.
Yep.
And you finally had a conversation where I have experience, too, so I understand what you're saying. First time. Without having to look anything up. Because I grew up swimming.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I have respect for water.
Frumpy put a link in the chat room about what we're talking about here, the infinite pattern that never repeats, explained.
Mm-hmm. You want me to add that to the notes?
Yeah, that'd be great.
You bet.
Let's see, this guy.
Adding it to the notes now. Tim.
Okay. Imagine a pattern that goes on forever. You'd expect it to repeat at some point, wouldn't you? Well, as mathematics shows, and much-loved YouTube channel Veritasium explains.
Oh, that's the same. That's the same link we have already.
An infinite pattern that never repeats itself is actually possible. It is? No, it's not. It's just a different. It's just got the video in there, but. Oh, okay. It's another site promoting that video with a little bit of explanation to go with it. So that's
okay.
Cool.
Well,
and that explanation right there, you might want to. I don't know if we should do that or not, but that explanation right there, that explanation would be a good set of notes for the.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
Or just give this. You know what? Replace that other link with this one.
That's English I can understand. Thank you.
Class is on it. So, anyways, so you got three and wrapped it up.
Yeah, I got three and came home. Beautiful day. I always enjoy it when I'm on the water, but when the wind gets up, I go home. And that's really weird. This is a little man-made lake, a dammed up a creek, and it sits between two great big hills.
Yeah.
But the wind, it always just whistles through there. Once the wind decides to get up, it could be 5 miles an hour 1 second and 40 miles an hour the next. It's only about a 200-acre lake. But yeah. I've seen 3-foot white capping waves on the thing.
Damn.
Yeah.
Let's go surfing, man.
Yeah, you bet.
Bodyboarding.
Well, all they've got out there is John boats. That's the only thing you can take on it. And it would really take some real hard efforts to turn a John boat over.
Everybody
really got to want to.
Everybody wait now?
Oh, yeah.
that was my burglar alarm.
Damn thing, Rob. I posted it.
No, good now.
Yeah, no, I got it sorted out.
Thank you very much.
So you weren't clear on that.
Damn, they're persistent.
You were trying to get done. You confusing fellow.
That's a long-ass ring, dude.
This is radio. Everything's different on the radio than in person.
The cats are awake now.
Oh, wow.
You woke up Donna's cats, Larry.
that was the last thing.
And Lucy's dog is growling.
I got
headphones still. Oh, slap. And that's still better than a harmonica. Poor Bass. Ouch. Yeah.
laugh. Oh, that just shows you how deaf I am.
Gotta get a flight swatter in.
Damn. Oh, and Moosey piled it on too.
Ow. Ow.
I get the feeling they don't care for your harmonica.
And I have to do it twice.
So. Yeah, and yeah, little do they know they're only egging you on.
Encourage me to try to grow an audience. That's what I do it for.
Oh,
mommy.
Fun stuff. What'd you do on Monday, Larry?
Monday, we... there are patterns that show up over and over in our drawings. And one of those patterns, in order to switch the three phase through its to make it rotate and make the engine work, it takes three coils, all of them operating at the same time, in sync with one another.
Uh-huh.
But that three coils is a four-way switch. So that four-way switch pattern shows up over and over and over again in our drawings to link these systems together. And so Monday I taught the guys how to wire a four-way switch that is a switched neutral. That's something that's against the rules here in the United States, but in Sweden they do it, and other European countries they do it. What that means is that your appliance, whatever.
Neutral. Hold on, Larry. You just dropped out for about 3 seconds there. Back up about.
I taught them how to wire the four-way switch, but switching the neutral.
Right.
The neutral carries the entire load, so it's the one you get shocked out of most, the one you get the hardest hit, the most amperage out of. But that's against the rules in the United States. But what that does is that's only inside of our system. It's not in your house or anything like that. That's in our system. And what that does for us is that keeps everything hot and all the capacitors charged up and that sort of thing. The capacitors that we make out of coils. All these electronic words that I'm using, that's all in the wiring of the coils. So it fills our capacity circuits and our resistive circuits, and everything's ready to operate as soon as you energize it.
Okay.
But right. What that means is that all of the bad stuff, all of the spikes and things that the electronics you're running on this system are absorbed within the system and cleaned through our capacitor banks. So it recycles the power that you use, which also means that now that we've got power coming through this neutral line, everything that you use, you can also sell back to the power company.
Recycle.
Yeah. It's a loop.
I posted a link in the chat room of a diagram, of a four-way switch diagram.
Yeah.
Does this relate to what you're talking about?
Absolutely.
Okay. And then it shows the switches themselves, and then it shows the pattern, the wiring pattern down below. Is that the pattern you've been seeing?
Yeah, except the ones that we're doing is two X's.
Okay.
And it's all it is just a different style of switching. And instead of putting the neutral from the panel goes on this diagram where the line wire is, and the neutral on this drawing.
So line of neutral or reversed?
Yeah, the line of neutral reversed, exactly.
Okay. And that the double X you're talking about is just having the switches in different positions. I mean, they switch between two orange. So on the right one that has the two switches toggled outwards, you just switch those around, and then you've got that pattern you're talking about.
Yeah, and then you've got the X. What that's showing is that light is turned off at the turn.
Right. So having it, the double X would be turned on.
Yeah.
Which would be the third switch flipped down. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, but that's hardwired. There's no actual switching going on. It's just wired that way.
Yeah. We just go between the circuits that are involved, and this takes four circuits to do it, and make it work. Because we've got another MOSFET circuit in it that's switching the polarity back to the
right. Right. That's giving your AC.
Yeah, that's giving us our AC frequency, and that AC frequency is switched by this circuit to make the motors run. The AC is switched to the motor through this circuit.
Yeah. Moose Girl has a couple of questions. First, she asked, do they do that with solar already, selling power back to the company? I can answer that. Yes, that you can sell power back to the power company. If you generate power by any means, you can do that. What's that circuit you have to get to?
That's just a transfer switch.
Transfer switch
from
the
power company.
Yeah, it allows you to send power back through the lines. So that answers that question. The other question she has is, this is for you. Do you think most people have the ability to grasp the basic concepts of electricity, power, or is it too complicated for most people to grasp, in your opinion?
Moose Girl, darling, if I can understand it, everybody can. I am not the sharpest pencil in the box. Electricity is like water. Whatever it does, it's a logical movement. Everything is logical about it. Just give it a little thought and you'll be able to figure it out. I've had a lot of experience wiring things, so it comes pretty easy for me, and I'm kind of mechanically inclined, but
yeah,
it takes a while before I catch on.
Well, I look at it this way. There's nothing you can't learn. Okay,
yeah.
It's not a matter of ability. For most people now, there are some people that actually have physically damaged brains that cause them to not be able to grasp concepts. But that's the exception. Most people that are healthy and normal.
Or weakness in math, that usually.
The problem with most people that can't do things is because they think they can't do things.
Desire
is if you want to do it, and it sparks that interest in you, it'll happen. You'll learn it. You'll learn what you need to know to accomplish the goal you're trying to go to accomplish.
And I've learned more since I quit school than while I was there.
Oh, yeah, I learned way more since school. And even during school, I learned more just by reading. Yeah, that's right, Tony. Spark it up! But yeah, I mean, the block to most people not knowing things is
a matter of choice.
Well, it's laziness, really. in my opinion, people don't want to do the work. They want it handed to them, and this comes down to that whole, you know, I want it now mentality that Americans are so famous for.
Oh, you think
instant gratification. They don't want to do the work. They don't want to put the effort into understanding.
But you think that's just America?
No, it can be anywhere, but Americans are known for it.
Well, there's other countries that are taking the limelight away from you.
Well, yeah, Australia's showing their idiotic side.
I think it's related to their Chinese debt, that they're acting like China, but maybe it's a coincidence and I don't have a clue.
That could be part of it, I'm sure.
It's like Canada and their Chinese debt. But again, oh, I must be talking out of my neck. Right.
What?
I mean,
he can't say anything. Now he's bubbling.
Ah, well. Right, Larry. Okay. Yeah. And,
Yeah.
I think Australia is going through the same stuff that we are.
On steroids.
Yeah, directed energy weapons and the whole thing.
Yeah, they just have the huge fire thing and all that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Same thing.
How do they bamboozle these populations into agreeing to the insanity that the government's doing?
Get dirt on them and tell them if they don't do what you tell them to do, that you're going to tell the world.
Oh, yeah, blackmail, that's right.
Blackmail.
Good point, man. Yeah. I wonder how I'd behave if somebody was threatening to
loan them all the money that they want, and then tell them if a natural disaster comes along and your population has to leave that part, then we get it if you default on this loan. So, burn them out.
See, that sounds like something out of Diary of an Economic Hitman. So, you know, the conspiracy theory people got a hold of that one. It's like they divvy up shit between this is the system and this is the conspiracy stuff. It's stupid. I mean, if you think something, even if you're wrong, it should be your own belief, not what you saw as somebody else said. I mean, I could think of 10 things I've seen somebody else do today. I wouldn't follow them to do it. You know, no. But you do that because you're imperfect.
Damn it.
I am tolerant of the imperfect. It's what I do.
How magnanimous of you.
Come on. We all got a little bit of Hansel up our butt. Try denying it.
Damn it, Trumpy. Here you go again. Trumpy's turning into a little snitch. Well, I didn't mean to shut everybody up. It was a joke. It was a joke. Somebody's going to report us to Beetle for mentioning DUWs, man.
Uh-oh.
We're going to get booed.
Uh-oh. Okay. The aliens are attacking.
Get them.
Yep.
Live while we're on the radio, like that War of the Worlds thing.
Well, yeah, that's what that signal was a while ago.
Like right now?
Yeah, right now. The aliens are up there directing their energy weapons down at the Earth and burning shit.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's the Space Force.
Oh.
We have a Space Force.
Oh, that's what it is. They're shooting lasers at one another way out in space, and they're finally hitting the Earth.
Yeah.
That's
it. Collateral damage.
Yep.
You got any opinion on what it would take for a meteor to find this rock in all this big old thing we're in?
Well,
because I'm told it's infinite, but yet I'm sitting on a pebble in some part of it, and it gets slapped in the face by another thing. And I just want, I wonder how likely that is to happen.
Well, here's what I say. Mm-hmm. Wait, tonight, or just go out on the internet and bring up a picture of the moon, and you look at it, and you see all them craters. That's every time a rock has hit the moon.
According to who?
According to your eyes, if you're looking at the moon.
Well, we'll see.
Unless you think there's somebody down there setting off bombs or something.
I don't know. They do it here.
Those craters have been on the moon long before we developed missiles, I'm pretty sure.
The moon is simply a target test thing that they brought up from the Earth many years ago.
Okay, is that what it is?
Come on. In 1969, they pretended to talk to the president from the moon on the immediate radio with no delay.
Yeah.
Well, they pulled that off then. But come on, guys. Aren't we done with the moon bullshit yet? Are we going to still play bullshit games about the moon? Like, we've all been to it, and we all know what it's made of. I walked on it, waved a flag. Yep, that's what happened.
Well, this is something you can see with your own eyes. You just got to look up in the sky.
No, I can't. I wear glasses. I barely see some white.
Okay, get you some binoculars.
Oh, here we go with the bullshit. Why?
Get you some binoculars and look at the moon. You'll see the craters on it for yourself.
Well, maybe my mind will interpret them.
You've seen pictures of the moon. Trust me, it looks like that.
But it may not.
Ask anybody in the chat room. They'll tell you it looks like that. The moon is flat. Oh, fuck.
How come the moon doesn't spin in a circle?
Because it's flat. If it did, it'd dump everything off.
Aw, come on, man. I thought it was made of cheese.
It's tidal locked.
Okay, I'll quit fucking running with you guys now. That's a serious intellectual conversation with Larry Woods.
It's all good.
I think that it has such a high gravitational field that it sort of snatches all the things or most of the things that are going to come by. But then again, you've got to take into account the arachnids that every once in a while send an asteroid our way. So you've got to be careful for them.
What?
Larry's talking Starship.
Larry's making stuff up now.
Larry's talking Starship Troopers.
Yep. Is that a movie? Okay.
Yeah.
A movie. Hey, you know, have you ever noticed the similarities between every freaking virus movie you ever saw and what's going on in public right
now? Imagine that.
Mm. Yeah, but can't people understand that all those movies were just entertainment? They weren't historical fucking documents.
No, they're predictive.
They were actors pretending shit.
It's called predictive programming.
Entertainment, you butt nuggets.
They put the idea in your mind, and then when it happens, you react accordingly.
Yeah. They weren't an instruction manual to, fuck up society. They were entertainment.
Yeah, well, neither was 1984.
Can you imagine if the fucking government really had the power to let a virus loose on people? Shit, we'd all be dead. These idiots
Frumpy.
Power. Fucking insane.
Frumpy, have they finished building the moon yet, or is the dark side still all scaffolding?
You Pink Floyd people are too much. Making my tumor bleed.
You know, there are actually tribes that have verbal histories. You know, they have their history is told in stories, and they have their shamans are the historians, and they remember back. Talk about a time before there was a moon.
Yes,
you can look that up. It's actual.
Yeah, but you know, I have something in common with him. After all, I have to come clean on the radio and explain it to you. I suffer from selective memory. If I don't like it, I don't remember it.
I think everybody does that. That's not exclusive to you, Hans, I'm telling you.
It's not?
No, that is a widespread phenomenon.
I was worried for a minute.
Finish the wall, damn it.
Lower my damn standards to have a tear. Oh, no. That was rude. That was a rude. He's ruder than me.
The moon has decided to build a wall between Earth and the moon.
Because I'm rude. That's why this wall is going to protect everybody from me.
And everything like that.
Build a bridge.
Can you imagine? Well, I don't know. Some people are rude, and I get tired of dealing with them, so I put them on the egg. Go, wow. You know, because not, you know, we're a group of savages, and not everybody's taste is the same, you know.
Well, yeah.
Some people like the fresh kill, and some people like leftovers, and such.
It's like being in the party, at a party, and the guy in the living room is being a dick, so you go out in the backyard and hang out at the pool.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, because sometimes that happens. But not here so far, but in America, that at a bar. A lot of times.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody get a little too drunk and not be as funny as they thought they were. And end up with a fist in their face. Not happy. Terrible.
Yeah. I've heard that, Frumpy. Oglin once said maybe the moon was towed into place.
I agree.
I think we die without the moon. And Grim said, well, Hoagland is nuts. I don't think.
Think of what it takes for life. Think about that. Go ahead.
Last year, I saw the sun and the moon in the sky during the daytime at the same time.
Yeah, that happens.
When I told Cert that, she was surprised that I'd never seen it like that before. No, it was the first time in my whole freaking life aware of it. I looked at it and went, wait a minute, there's the moon. Okay.
You never seen the moon in the sky in the daytime?
The moon and...
Before.
Not like the way I... No, not like this. They were like... No.
I have an assignment for you, young man. Go out and lay in the yard and look up.
You know what? It's so much easier to just either take some mushrooms
or
a couple bowls. That's my laying out in the backyard.
That is surprising that you've never seen that, Flash. I've been seeing that all my life. I mean, I remember seeing that as a kid.
I've been wearing ring glasses since I was old enough to read. So
yeah, well, these are two big balls in the sky.
Exactly. So I'm like, wow, this has been like this.
Maybe you just thought it. Maybe you just thought it was a cloud or something.
Those are God's nuts hanging out of his shorts.
I grew up in L.A. where the sun shined all the freaking time. It was a rare incident to not be sunshine.
Yeah.
The moon and the sun in the same, like, side by side in the daytime. No, we never saw that. No. It's on the opposite fucking side. If it came out in the daytime at all. These two were like sisters. It was weird.
That's pretty common. It happened.
So you never saw an eclipse?
Mm-mm. No.
You never seen an eclipse?
No.
Oh, buddy, you've lost out.
Wow. Mm-hmm. See, I'm not the one that missed anything.
It's all inspiring.
But see, I don't deal... Okay,
It drives it home how small we are, man.
Oh, no. You know what does that?
What?
Water does that. Yeah. The ocean.
Try jumping into cold water sometime.
Yeah.
During an eclipse, if you don't sacrifice a lamb, it doesn't come back out.
I don't follow all your, you know, rules either. I missed so much in some ways, so I saw the shit I needed to see. I live in a nice place. It's not unattractive here where I live. There's shoreline and there's a little bit of trees.
And there's Flash lives in a cave.
No, actually, there's a it's a neighborhood, but there's like a big hill in the middle of it with trees on it. Nobody put houses on it.
Don't stare at the ellipse, Flash.
Oh, wow, does that? I've never really been interested in all that astronomy stuff,
sciencey stuff. Huh?
I was too busy.
Do you even science, man?
Shit,
you never cuddle under the stars with your honey?
I'm not big on under the stars crap. No, kind of disappointed, Cirque. When she
you're kind of weird, huh?
I like a fire, but nah, I don't want to lay down the buds. You're laying in bacteria that's foreign to your normal
body. That adds to your immune system.
Yeah, probably in the long run, but I don't want to get that fucking old. Jeez, have a heart.
Oh, dang it, Bobby.
Okay, but aren't there just some things that in your life you weren't all that interested in them? Therefore, the opportunity for that stuff didn't apply. It didn't come up because I wasn't looking for that.
Yeah.
I was looking for other stuff, and the stuff I was looking for, I found it.
Boy, did you find it.
Yeah, not only did it give me the ability to go to the moon all by myself, but according to the educated folk, it led me to the heroin needle.
Oh,
right.
That's not good.
That's what they say. Oh, come on.
It's a gateway drug.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, my experience with people, when I did coke, I didn't want to smoke because it would kill my buzz. So my other friends that smoke would not want to do coke because that kills my buzz. So you don't mix two together. It's kind of the opposite of what you're doing on either side. So together they're just
contraindicated.
Right, but see, people tell you all this crap because they saw it on TV or in a movie. You know what my favorite one is? The cop, right? And they grab this bag that's taped in plastic or something, and then he sticks his finger in it and licks his finger. What if that was freaking arsenic?
Fentanyl.
Dog shit.
If that was fentanyl, you just dosed enough to kill about a dozen people.
But I mean,
I don't think they do that.
And then
movies.
And they identify the taste of the drug off their naked finger in front of the camera for the world to see.
Yeah.
So people believe. Well, that's not how you. There's tests that you use.
No, they have little test tubes, and they put some in there, check it out, and it turns blue or pink or whatever.
Whatever color that would be.
Orange.
Right?
Yeah.
But see, TV dumbed everybody down.
Well, that's by design. That's why you don't watch the goddamn TV. Cut the fucking cord off that goddamn thing. It's the worst fucking, most diabolical weapon ever devised.
Right. But people think that they've got cops out there that do stupid things like that.
Yeah, they got people convinced of a lot of stupid shit.
All deputies was like Barney Fife.
Yeah. Everything on TV is geared towards the 8th grade level. If that.
Except the commercials, and they're lower.
Yeah, and louder. That's right, Ms. Girl. Television programming. Because they're programming your ass.
Yeah, it programmed me to think something, but I don't have any idea what.
Well, watch the little kids. If they're playing in a room where the TV's on, they don't watch the program that's on the TV. They're playing doing something else. But when a commercial comes on, zoom, just right on the TV.
Yep. Yep.
I haven't been around.
They're using subharmonics and all kinds of carrier waves. And
how do you explain that they need the camera to run so fast, but your eye doesn't run as fast as the camera?
I'm not sure. I know what you're talking about.
So many pictures a second, right?
Frame rate.
Your eyes can only actually see so many of those and still function properly.
Where 72 and 36 frames a second, is that what that is?
Well, okay, for example, but when you come to a movie, then it's like 140 frames a second, and your eye can't keep up. Yeah. So there's no telling what they've done.
Well, you can put in one frame that says, eat popcorn.
Yeah, still. Yeah. They still could do that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about subliminals. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I wonder what I've seen in my life that's created the monster I've become.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Conform.
Some people really, I've noticed the disappointment because I don't do the rituals to the coronavirus. I absolutely fucking refuse. Till they force me to do it, I ain't fucking doing it. It's stupid. And I will not be shy about, no, I ain't stupid.
Some of our state Supreme Courts have already ruled that that's unconstitutional.
Oh, it took this fucking long to figure that out.
Yeah, really.
Figured that out in about 8 minutes, 10 tops. Yep. And then blasted that all over the news for 3 or 4 fucking weeks. Instead of the bullshit stories about, you got a virus from China. No, you got fucked again, is what you got. Got it. Huh. I got a wavelength from a damn antenna that was active if you're 60 years old or better.
Yep.
Makes more sense. The mortality rate. I mean, when you think about it, people that died of this COVID crap in the first place were all pretty old. Hanging in there, you know, and it's the law that makes you stay alive. There's no opt-out of this. So who knows? Maybe the people that it killed were glad to go. I, for one, would say for myself, if I was bedridden in life, that's enough. I enjoyed it. Take me away, Calgon.
Well, damn. I didn't know you could get that for...
Is that being too realistic? Or
no.
Too come on meteor? No. I'm not wishing for it. I'm just saying that, you know, I don't live my life like this COVID crowd about, oh, I'm going to get sick and die from that healthy fucker over there. I better stab him. That way he doesn't sneeze on me again. Hey, I've seen the cops attacking people because they wouldn't wear a mask. And the cops that did the attacking weren't wearing a mask. So you explain that shit to me, please. Don't. Fuck off. This whole thing is, it's just a power grab and a misdirection from the collapse of the dollar. Which, you know, when the reset comes, ooh, that's going to be. Well, you don't seem to disagree, Lair. What do you got on this?
No, I agree with everything you're saying. It's totally ridiculous. The box that the mask comes in and says that it's not effective against the virus. This COVID virus is in everybody that has had a cold, so they can make the test to show positive if they want to.
And there is no test for a virus. That's not what they're looking for.
Yeah, there's no such thing.
So they're just reporting it on the news as though they were. And average Joe doesn't get it. Doesn't know that these people would tell them a lie. They're that deeply connected to the system. They're dependent on it because it feeds them.
Scare the sheep and they start running.
Ouch. I hope they run at it and don't run at me. I'm too small. I'm going to get squashed in that. So what I'm going to do is probably assume that the people I live amongst are going to keep their brains together through this crap. And the ones that figured it out already, I associate with a lot of them anyway. And the ones that haven't, that are compliant, there's two reasons to be compliant.
After it's over with, half of them are still going to wear the stupid mask.
Not here, I don't think so. I think here it's a matter of compliance is... they pay enough in taxes to where it doesn't bother them like it would bother me. Because I live more free of state than they do. They're more used to the state. But they get shit from their state, so they're willing to give to their state. It's a whole different mentality. Sorry, Larry, I just...
I would like to know more about that kind of a system. I have a hard time thinking that half of my working life would have been given away in taxes. I don't like the idea of renting a place to live because the landlord can always tell you to get out. I don't know. I'm just a little scared of that kind of a system.
Well, do you think that's the kind that's coming?
Over here?
Yeah.
I certainly hope not. Only if the Dems win.
Yeah, well, see, the way things are over here is the finances are adjusted well to the price index. So if something costs 30 kroner, for example, your average person that works, that makes money, can afford to spend that bit on to get something. And I've used it as an average, like little things, eating and snacking and smoking, shit like that. And it all balanced out to about 30 kroner for an individual item on the high side. And that comes out to at 7, it's 7 kroner to the dollar, so that's 3.50. Now, on the exchange for a while, it was like... 100 kroner would get 14 and change, about 14.50. But I don't think the dollar is doing so well no more.
I don't think so either.
But yeah. As Grimner says, it doesn't matter who wins. The agenda doesn't change.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The Dems or the Reef Thugs, the Demon Rats or the Reef Replicants, we're not in any better shape. We got to get rid of the owners.
Yep. And go back to the original republic. That's a constitutional republic.
No, we need something new. We need a paradigm shift, not another new set of rulers.
Yeah. Free energy.
Right, but people are not taught to, they're taught to mimic the story, not have the ability to look at the truth. It's very sad.
Yeah.
I've got relatives, relatives that buy into this Democrat Republican stuff to the point of they hold more dear their
beliefs than their family.
They'd rather let me go than let their religion go.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
And I don't, and to me, it seems all the voters do all the work. And there's no reward to it. But that you get to yell at other people that you're on the right side of the winner of this episode.
I picked the winner.
Who's your slave master?
The winner of the popularity contest.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then seeing a pompous ass Trump up there all these years, 3.5 years now. Fuck's sake. I mean, he was trying to buy Greenland. I thought he was a joke. I didn't know it was real until I went to the bar and people were punking me because, hey, you know what that idiot Trump tried to do? It was. And then I had to see, oh, no, you got it.
I didn't know it was for sale.
It's not. It's not even the Danes sell. There's people that live on it. But it's a, I don't know, some kind of a territory or some technical bullshit where the Danish crown has an interest in it somewhere. But there's still their own people live on it. Jeez. Anyway, so I had to, you know, laugh off hell yeah, you're president, because I'm the American here. So.
That's your boy.
A never-ending supply of ice for the party.
Absolutely no. Because the first time they said anybody did bring it up, it was a few years ago. And I said, fuck Trump and his ass. And that was the end of that. So, the people that know me, they know where I stand on Trump. But the people that don't, that's a different story.
Yeah.
Well, that's how I guess how I survived. It's just I'm just myself at the moment, but I'm careful about how loud I am around certain people. I don't want to have a heart attack on my conscience.
Yeah.
Give some poor old guy a heart attack because I said something out of uncolorful or too colorful. I do that. So I mind myself over here. Representing my mother country, America. Actually, there's nobody left here that wants to even visit America. And the ones that want to visit America, they said, wow.
Not right now.
The guy that does rocks, he sells jewelry. Got a little store in town, and they sell jewelry. He goes out to where Witte lives every February, since I can remember. And I don't think he's going to go this next year. So, things have changed. We got this stupid fucking COVID, Johnny.
Don't give me the COVID!
Well, come on. How can people be so gullible as to buy this crap? I don't understand that.
Because they were born and raised on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were told to be afraid.
They've been indoctrinated for our lifetime. Mm.
So how do they explain when older people like us, basically, right? Right, guys?
Mm-hmm.
When older folk like ourselves are out there walking around and under our own power, we're not using canes and cars and all that. We're just walking. Well, how do they explain that to people about all these drastic measures to protect us?
They don't try to explain anything. They just regurgitate the program they've been fed.
Did you see the German doctor crying on the video about they killed three children already?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Directly. And he's crying and he's upset. He's all dramatic. Wow. But still, they're getting away with this shit anyhow, Rob.
They're going to keep going, and not going to stop. It's like that one Michigan governor, Supreme Court ruled, you overstepped your bounds, buddy. You don't have the authority to do that. Oh, okay, well, we're going to declare another mandate. That's, you know, they don't care. They don't give a fuck about you or anybody, but...
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
Their own ass.
They wouldn't steal the tax money if they did. But, you know, because they ran the government before at some point without public funds. So, you know, all this bullshit about paying taxes to fund shit is a bunch of crap. Because nothing gets better. Never has. Just continuously gotten worse.
Oh, no. I mean, what do you expect? We've been at war all but 22 years of the existence of the country. Out of 244 years.
Yeah, what about that?
Population control.
We've been in some kind of war, skirmish, or regime change operation, or whatever. All but 22 years of 244 years.
They used good tools to get what they wanted, Rob.
Starting from day one, the non-stop slaughter, destruction, death, and destruction.
But if you'll notice, we never went to war with the country that was part of the central bank. Only those countries that are not part of the central bank. And we go to war with them.
Yeah, they had a list of seven of them on the news yep. back in the early, when I was in the United States. I remember that. I don't know, who was that? Rumsfeld? Get up there with his plan to remove the seven evil countries.
Yep.
And fuck if they took out five of them, then I quit counting, but I think they're still working on it.
Yep.
All this is because of banking, people. If you knew the truth, the Jews use usury, and the Arabs do not.
The banks loan money to both sides.
There you go. Creates a little bit of a problem there, doesn't it? Huh, Larry?
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, it's against the law to sell arms to both sides of a war. Against international law.
Let's not let details interfere with a good time. Please. Hey, Americans dance around because they're bombing the fuck out of somebody else. They think it's cool.
So, yeah, 22 years out of 244 years, that's a year off every 11 years for planning the next war.
Da, 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 da. Anyway. Well, this country's in up to their eyeballs and whatever that shit is, too. They have their military.
Yep.
Oh, there you go. How do you know you're in enemy territory? It's people wear uniforms.
Yep.
That's how you
know, because when they declared the entire world a battleground, the lines just got pushed out into space.
Well, that's where I get my barbed wire to rope comic.
If you want to get off the battleground, you have to leave the planet.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm still, but still, I got the illusion of freedom. I'm loosely tied. It's not so bad.
Yeah, yeah, you got a nice long leash.
But I don't have anybody poking. There's no enforcement around here, so
yeah.
It makes it so much nicer.
Yeah, well, they've already got it. It's already all in place.
Yeah, in the five, what have I been here? 6 years we've lived here, right? And I've seen one speed trap, and that was like 2 years ago. And I've never seen it again since. Tried that speed trap shit.
Well, yeah, because they're not depending on law enforcement for revenue.
And the cop that was doing it...
they're taxing you about 80% or whatever.
Well, whatever it is. It's fucking paperwork over some...
Yeah.
Infraction of a
yeah
some imaginary asswipe's fucking problem.
The point is, they're not depending on fines to finance their beliefs.
No. And cars, you know, it's the hierarchy here is walking, bike, car.
Yeah. There's not a lot of vehicular traffic.
Each group hates the other two groups, but they do it with love. So tolerable. Yeah.
Over here, they paint a symbol of a bicycle rider on the road so you know where you're supposed to go to hit them.
Yeah. Well, I've been here so long that when I see six cars, it's a traffic jam.
Did you see that, I think it was a tweet, somebody posted the other day, what dogs really say when they cross each other on the street? Did you see that?
Right. No.
It's just a video. Two people walking their dogs, coming up on each other. And they're about 50 yards away, and you hear the dog, and, you know, they're putting words to it. And the dog coming up says, "Hey! What's your name?" And the other dog says, "Tony." The other one says, "Fuck you, Tony." And Tony says, "What's my name?" "Ezekiel." "Well, fuck you, Ezekiel." I said, "No, fuck you." That's what dogs really say when they pass each other on the street.
Frumpy's seen it.
Oh, it was good. Somebody can pull it. Oh, shit, I'll get it. I'll bring it up. I got it.
It doesn't trend. The way I see dogs, they sniff each other's asses if you let them. No, they're not very aggressive. Except the little ones like to yap.
Yeah, here it is.
Yeah. What a crazy show this is turning into.
That's fucking hilarious. That was fucking hilarious. I was telling my girlfriend about that this morning. I busted it laughing again. Yeah, I posted it so you can watch it. It's funny.
We're doing a live radio, Rob. I ain't watching it.
After the show, doofus.
Oh,
I play it right now. It's just two dogs walking up. It's more about what you hear anyway.
Oh, well, it's late out here in D-Mark. Because I live in your extended future.
What?
Wow.
What is your
that
name?
Was loud.
Tony! Fuck you, Tony! What's your name? Ezekiel! Fuck you, Ezekiel! Fuck you! Fuck you! What's your name?
Ouch. So now I know what it's like to see me in hands pass.
What's your name?
Wow. What a torture being handsome must be to some other people. I never thought of it until right now. Good God.
Oh, crap.
You're welcome.
Sorry about that.
Nice. You made a specific point to me for some reason, that little thing about how similar it is to the way I feel when I see handsome. Exactly. I get it.
Oh, man.
Wow, here we are agreeing again. Shit.
Why no animal? Yeah. No animals were harmed in the production of this show.
Well, that depends on the definition of animal, that doesn't it?
Do you consider humans animals?
Well, some people do it.
Because I guarantee you, somebody will get the humans hurt.
Yep.
Well, there's definitely a difference between us and animals. And some people tend to side with that the animals are kinder. I do not think so. If you don't believe me, get around a hungry dog.
Yeah.
3 days without food, and you'll see just how loyal a hungry dog can find itself. It's terrible. So...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when you get down to basic instincts and survival, it's like a man for himself. It's all animal instinct.
That's what I was going to brag about, Ron. See, humans don't turn on each other and start deciding to put them on the barbecue until like a certain amount of time has gone by because you lose your mind.
Well, yes, starvation does that.
Yeah, it eats your freaking brain cells. So you lose your cognitive fucking reasoning and you become an animal. So if the only thing that really separates us from the animal is that we have the ability to gather our food without directly murdering something else, then we're superior. But, wow, what if we didn't? I mean, they claim there's jungles that haven't been corrupted by human beings yet, where the people that live there still do things like their ancestors thousands of years ago.
There's one in South America.
How do you prove it? If you film it, you just lied. And if you tell the story, how do you know the story's true?
Well, yeah. they just flew over it and took pictures.
Oh,
notice the arrows sticking out of the bottom of the plane when they landed. No.
Yeah.
No, but there is a tribe down in South America somewhere. A guy had been trying to get up there, and they wouldn't let anybody. They knew about civilization. They knew all about it, but they wouldn't allow any of them to go around.
Part of it.
And this one guy finally got him to let him come up there and take pictures and stuff. And I wish I could remember things, the details of things.
You have a computer in front of you.
I know. I've tried to look it up before. This was a long time ago. I saw it. It's a documentary of a guy.
Caught you off guard.
Yeah, and tried to remember it.
I think I saw that same documentary.
Yeah. Well, they all
ate coca leaves. They ate coca. Yeah. That was their main diet, was coca leaves, yeah. And they had these little stone things that they would rub and or sticks. And but everything, I mean, I just remember bits and pieces of this video. I'm trying to remember it, but
hey, guys, read Frumpy in the chat when you get a second. Four or five lines.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's funny tonight. Okay, just saying. Okay. Back to your regularly scheduled topic.
Hunger is the only need you can't postpone. That's the problem. Then they ate him. The gods must be crazy. It's not quite a documentary.
Oh, the gods must be, that's right. Have you seen that one? The gods must be crazy?
I think somebody, I have at some point.
Somebody dropped a Coke bottle into this environment that the hardest stuff was wood. And one of the tribesmen found it and took it back, and they started sharing it to beat their things with, and something for like a hammer.
Yeah,
it was a really good Coke bottle. And finally, they started arguing over who was going to get to use it, and the guy just took it and walked over and threw it over the cliff. Says, "We're going to fight over it when nobody has it."
Okay.
It was a great movie.
I'm going to have to go watch that. I don't think I've ever seen it.
No.
Grinner and Frumpy give us a big thumbs up.
Yeah.
But I just thought Frumpy was teasing you guys.
Good old Two Dogs.
Yeah.
I don't have a clue.
What else you know, good Larry?
The trees are starting to change colors here in Missouri.
Yeah.
Now, yep. One of the cypress trees was all rusty and beautiful when we went Sunday.
Yeah, I just had to go wash the car. It was nasty. Freaking sap and gunk all over it.
Ew. I keep mine inside.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. In the living room.
Okay.
No.
That's nice. So you ride a bicycle, huh?
Yeah, I'm right.
Or Harley. I mean, some people do park their Harleys in the living room. I've known a couple.
Oh, yeah.
I've known a couple people that do that.
I had a buddy who had a Harley in the kitchen.
Yeah.
The only place there was a tile floor that he could put something under it to catch the oil.
Right. Jeez.
Those were the days.
Yes, sir.
One of my buddies built his 8-year-old son 100 years ago an extended fork scooter. It had a centrifugal clutch on it because the kid was too young to work the clutch. And it was really neat. It was kind of neat. A miniature chopper.
Yeah. A mini chopper.
So, which one of you guys isn't going to vote for Trump?
Me.
Really?
I'm not going to vote for Trump. I'm not going to vote for Biden. I'm not going to vote for any of them.
Trump just single-handedly whipped the most deadly virus into mankind. How could you, in all his splendor and his glory thereof? Or, this is all a bunch of bullshit, and there is no COVID to catch. They just wanted a couple of days off. So
ding, 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 ding.
Did I say something?
You winner.
this is the best hoax ever. I mean, so, You think the Jews did it? No, this in the years to come, the shit from this is going to make the Jews look like they were playing around.
Twitter's going to ban you.
Yeah, I think they already did. I banned them a long time ago.
Really? I have never used that crap.
Well, see, here we're tied because Grimm does. So
yeah.
People that you play with do. So my computer will open the shit. But I'm not on their
site. I have a Twitter account, but the only thing that's on it is Grimm posting the shows.
No, I think mine's it's been there, but I don't use it. That's what I do. But the other one, the FB one, I deleted that about 7 years.
No, I don't. I mean,
6 and a half, something like that.
I had one at one point way back when.
Yeah, but I wanted to delete mine on purpose, so I went through it took me like 6 weeks to do it. It was horrible. It was like having, you know, a fingernail torn. Well, you know, uncomfortable but bearable. God, I wish it wasn't so stupid I did that. Yeah, because tearing a fingernail is pretty lame. You got to be really unlucky to do something that bad to yourself. You know? And if you got friends that tear your fingernails off, you need new friends.
Really?
Your friends right. Are not here.
Yeah. Now.
So I would assume that if anyone
tore
a nail, they'd know that moment where you feel like the world's dumbest schmo.
You need a new safe word.
Please, Mayor, take it out of the box. Hey, they got some new taxes coming, I'll bet you, from the COVID. I wonder how they're going to do this when they unemploy and kick most people out in the street. Are they still going to do that, or how do they work around this? It's not on the internet. They don't talk about it. Doesn't seem like anybody's too concerned that 23 million people are going to be facing an eviction right after the election.
Yeah.
What a coincidence. And there's going to be an election anyway. Wow, that shows you how important that one vote is.
Go ahead and mail in votes in for mom and dad and grandpa that's dead.
Yeah, they're going to. Grim voted for me, I think.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I voted for myself. So yeah. He's going to fuck things up a little.
Did you vote for the cat?
No, I voted for me.
Did anybody vote for the cat? Or the dog?
Fuck the cat. No, the dog's not smart enough to run it. She's a follower.
That's why you have to vote for them.
I voted for myself. Because I don't want to do it. So I'm pretty sure I won't get elected. Just on principle.
There was a guy that ran a few years back that I voted for that promised that everybody would get a pony.
Birdman Supreme!
Yeah. I voted for him.
That's because he's...
Beat it!
I want a pony.
But see, we exist in this freaking verbal exchange where people have political parties and all that crap.
Mm-hmm.
And still, I cannot figure out where in the world does all this crap come into play in your daily life on any kind of individual level. And it doesn't. It's just to control you. Like a good little bebopper.
Whoa. But sorry about that.
Well, apparently, though, Rob, there's a lot of people that believe that if we didn't have this net of security all wrapped around us, keeping us all safe from each other, that we would we'd cannibalize our neighbors. They really believe that the civility that we do use is a result of their force. Now, I am insulted by the idea that they think I need a babysitter with a gun when I go outside in public. So, you know what? Fuck.
Yep.
That's what I think. What do you think?
I carry my own gun.
Ooh! Are y'all licensed and crazy, or are you just crazy and don't give a fuck anymore?
A little bit of both.
Yes.
I have one weapon that's licensed in case they ever want to come and take them. And
all the rest are not.
Yeah. I can't count the weapons that are in this house.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Well, could you give a good definition of what the word registration means to the listening folk out there?
Well, I happen to have a conceal and carry license.
Okay. So, big deal. I know, well, Jose, and Jose don't give a shit about what your rules say.
Exactly. But what that means is that I don't have to open carry. I can put a jacket on over my holster.
Yeah, well, Jose carries it anyway.
Yeah.
But he don't open because he don't want you to know it's there, which is worse.
Yeah.
Because he's hiding from you, so something should go horribly wrong.
I want to start carrying my lever-action shotgun around.
I read a link about a guy showing his handgun off to another guy in the store, and apparently it was not on its safety. And when he put it back in his leg, he put a bullet in his own groin and leg. But he missed the artery that bleed him out. But he still, he shot himself in the groin and showing up, well, who in their right mind without a safety in a public
situation? If you're carrying a gun around in a grocery store, you don't pull it out in the first fucking place unless you're about to shoot somebody.
He did. He shot somebody.
I guess he fits the criteria. That comes to the second part of that I was going to say. Or you're a dumbass. And so, yeah, that fits that part.
Okay.
But no, you know, guns aren't toys. They're tools.
You don't know to check your weapon before you holster it, that's on you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he deserved to get shot. I mean, he deserved what he got.
Yeah.
Ouch.
For being a dumbass.
I'm laughing, so apparently I'm on one side of this.
Well, yeah.
Part at all.
Yeah.
Well, I say either arm everybody equally or don't arm anybody. I don't have a...
So did he get arrested for discharging a firearm within city limits?
I don't remember what the punishment was. I was shooting yourself in the ball.
Yeah, you would think that would be enough, but no, the state doesn't have a heart, so they're cold.
Double Darwin winner right there, though.
Yeah, yeah. Jeez. I'm sure that's not the first time that's happened.
But showing off, that's the result of your showing off.
That's what happens when you act a fool.
Karma.
Not very... Don't do it.
He did it to his own self. He ought to know not to have his finger in a damn trigger when he's putting it in his holster.
And this guy is going to go vote. Think about that.
Damn, Flash.
He's probably got 7 kids.
He has the illusion in his mind that his paper thing has something to do with your future. And he's going to, by God, he's going to go to that little ballot thing and play the fool. Make sure you get put in your place and you don't follow the rules that he wants you to follow. What? Why don't you all just shut up? Not you guys. My imaginary enemies out there. I don't know. I don't think people behave that way in person, but we sure do a lot of it on the internet.
Well, if you take the safety labels off, them kind of folks are going to pretty soon thin out.
Let them go. I'm all for it. I'm done coddling and caring and being worried about people that are so ignorant that they don't know voting is a waste of time. There you go. There's your first, following a crew of other people to do something stupid. No, I don't need all that. So what, you know what I did, Larry?
What?
I met Sverk and ended up just getting married and have a little, kind of like a quiet, peaceful thing going on.
and you left the world. You,
yeah.
You left the United States.
Oh, I did that.
That was probably the best thing you ever did.
Yeah, that was a fluke, though. I did that years, a couple of years before I met Sir. I was already in the United Kingdom. And if I was there right now, I'd be crying. I'd be trying to dig a fucking tunnel to Ireland. Because England's just as bad. And well, Ireland's still too bad. But, you know, all I mean is I wouldn't be pleased if I was there.
England's the most surveilled country in the world.
Yeah, but I was in Scotland. And they're a close second because they love that German Queen's tip.
Yeah.
Well, they all talk this referendum shit about, you know, independence and all this crap.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, no matter what, they've got 1,000, 2,000 years of history between them, so they're not going to ever part ways. It's a story. It's like Jesus. And, you know, it's real to you if you believe it. And if you don't believe it, then it's not real to you. There you go.
And the royalty's all part of the same damn family anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Until that Diana girl tried to put some, you know, like that muzzy stuff in it. They said, oh, no, we crossed the, you have crossed the lines. You can look at them, but you cannot fuck them, no. But now the youngest one, one of the brothers, he's doing it. But he had to leave the country to do it. America, yep. Somewhere denouncing the fucking royals or some shit with some brown girl. This is what I know from the internet web. And you know what? Who gives a fuck? I could care less about what you're doing.
What difference does it?
But it's in the face all the time, so you get to know it. Like it matters. So what I'm saying, Larry, is if you tell people enough that something that's trivial makes a big deal, they're going to go, oh, hey, this is a big deal.
Yep.
But just don't ever tell them, hey, you know what? I'm stuffing this up your butt as far as I can. Don't mind the inconvenience. I'm not, you don't, your eyes are not lying to you, but my mouth is. And they love it. Why, Larry?
It should all be served with a little tab of Vaseline so it don't hurt so much.
Well, would that be government, state, any particular brand, or just all of it?
Every single one of them.
Wow. So you don't like enforcement?
No, I don't like somebody else trying to dictate my damn morals. Especially the kind of people that are out there running things these days.
Like what?
Well, like Creepy Joe trying to tell me that hell, I don't know anything that I do that I don't approve of. Just trying to tell me the way I should think about things. I don't like other people trying to take up space in my head.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
No.
Makes it, yeah, but still, they can, and they do. Do it to me all the time.
Yeah.
It makes for radio shows and such.
I watch what other folks are doing and see how they're doing it and see if that will incorporate into what we're doing. But other than that, And I thirst for knowledge. I stay on the internet most all day, every day, just looking at videos about things that folks are doing or studying new different kinds of Vedic math or something weird.
Well, Rob opened the show with three good links, but he didn't hit record when you two were talking about them.
Yeah.
It's going to be a weird show because they're in the notes and they'll be out of sync.
Well, I went over it briefly. This should still be able to get a grasp of what we talked about.
Yeah, the platonic solids are real important. One thing about those is that if you make them out of tubular copper and circulate ferrofluid through it, that's fluid that's got an iron base.
Yeah.
That will generate electricity. And if you circulate it fast enough, it will generate enough electricity to create a plasma field in the exact center of those forms.
Right. Well, how would you circulate it? I mean, like, take, for example, the six-sided cube.
An aquarium pump.
Okay, but where would you go? Where would your inlet and outlets be? I mean, how would you circulate it? Or would you make it, or would you do it in such a way that it's a one, like, a continuous line?
Yeah, one continuous line, just loop it.
So you'd have to come in and go, okay.
Comes in, goes around, comes
out. So it wouldn't actually be electrically connected at the points.
At the points is where you would have your spark gaps going to your capacitors.
Okay.
Yeah, you would fill a capacitor off of that kind of a system.
Okay.
Or a battery or something. You would capture
right,
that
right.
Some way at those arc points.
Right.
But then, it's just a Tesla tower.
Yeah.
It's just parking part of a Tesla tower.
Yeah.
Just a different shape. He made the big toroidal shaped ones so that they would be better collectors.
Yeah.
They would put on a better show.
Right. Fascinating stuff, man.
Yep. It's all real interesting to me. I really enjoy reading and learning about it.
I was just hoping you would get some kind of brain spark on that on those patterns, the repeating patterns and stuff like that. Because that kind of ties into your...
Well,
you know, because what you're dealing with is geometric patterns in a toroidal shape. And so just thinking along those lines may kick something along, you know, into place, into your brain that will give you that little breakthrough you need.
Yeah, like I said, this is just one more thing that proves what we're doing, that at least we're on the right path.
Yeah.
The phi relationship of the coils. And if you look at it, if you put it on paper the way it's wired, it looks like it's a whole bunch of equilateral triangles.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the forms that just repeats itself forever.
Right. So there you go.
So,
you already have a tie into it.
Yeah. It makes sense. It all makes sense. Pyramid math makes sense when you look at it as a toroidal shape, as what it's actually doing. That's the center point of a toroid, the top tip of it.
Yeah.
That's the transition point. That's where all the power is made, or transmitted anyway.
Yeah.
So... It's all there. It's always been there. They keep telling us over and over and over, this is the way it's supposed to go. Some of the old Catholic churches have 9-member boxes on the outside of them, and those are all coil designs.
Yeah,
those are wiring patterns. So if you look at things a little bit different and see if they could have done something, most of the stuff they show us on the rock reliefs and even in the cave drawings have done something.
Yeah. Did you get a chance to watch any of that 7-hour video?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
Oh, yeah?
That was really good. It didn't cover the things that I like to see a whole bunch, but the different kinds of construction methods around the world.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it was more showing, the 200-ton blocks, and showing that it was impossible. We couldn't do it today, so There's no way the Egyptians built it.
Well, that just proves that they had trained ants in those days.
Yeah, that proves there was a prior civilization that had way more advanced technology than we did, than we do.
Yep. And the smooth and rounded edges, the bulging of it, that's indicative of hydrogen. You don't exactly melt the granite with hydrogen, but you make it malleable so that once you've got a boulder in place, you just heat it with the hydrogen and set another boulder on top of it, and it conforms to that shape.
Right. Okay.
So there's different technologies that could have explained it, but I'm still absolutely sold on frequency.
Yeah.
The Tibetans are doing it today through chants and bells and horns and they're levitating stones. And that's a real thing.
Yeah.
So instead of having 20,000 slaves that you beat with a whip, you had 20,000 worshipers that were singing a song.
Sing it into place.
And I also don't believe that Cheops and Khufu were the ones that built those pyramids. I'm a firm believer that they were there thousands of years before.
Yeah. Did you see that part where he showed somebody left something open and there's an entrance into the Sphinx?
Yeah, under the paw of the Sphinx, yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen that before.
And there's also supposed to be in the right ear a doorway that leads inside from up there.
Oh, yeah?
But, yeah, they say that they found the library under the paw.
Yeah, well, there's been speculation about that for years and years.
Yeah.
But the Egyptians won't let anybody mess with it. So. Yeah, and they're real strict about allowing
That's the information I'd like to get hold of.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hey, you know who else has something like that going on in America?
Huh?
Billy the Kid.
Billy the Kid.
The state that Billy the Kid is buried in, I think it's Arizona.
Yeah.
They refuse to allow the court to dig him up for an autopsy because they don't want if they indeed proved it wasn't him, well, then all this history that they've been using all these years is kind of, whoops.
Yeah, it kind of shows them to be full of shit.
Yeah, but they come right out and said, well, we don't want to allow this. Hey, yeah. Wait a minute. See, the state, the biggest liar at the table.
Yeah. Yeah. They say there's a bunch of stuff in the Grand Canyon, too.
Yeah. I'd like to be able to find that. But the government has got so much land that connects to the Grand Canyon off limits. I doubt if there's any way to even get close to that.
Yeah, that's the thing, is they restrict everything to where you can't.
They have enforcement.
Yeah.
There you go. And some of these people are so diehard enforcement, they believe this shit.
Oh, yeah, they'll.
It's horrible. Ooh, we live in a world full of fucking psychos with guns.
Future for rock climbing.
I know. And then if you make any comment that doesn't promote a gun, then you're anti-gun. I'm an anti-idiot. You know, not so much the gun. It's because people are stupid. They'll kill each other with anything. The gun's just a very dramatic, it's overused in the media and shit.
I grew up in a hunting family.
Right, but it's not the same, Larry. That's not how I mean it. Being in the home, my father had guns in the home. What I mean is, we didn't see gunplay daily in the street like the TV show.
Oh, no.
Right. But people believe, because they've seen it on TV, without ever having experienced it, is where I'm going. Okay, I took a long way to get there, Larry, but that was the point I was trying to get. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, they see it on a video game. Turn that gun sideways and you can hit with it every time. Bullshit.
So I just noticed Frumpy was saying some stuff in the chat. He says, please seriously look at those free mud flood buildings. They were all self-powered and many of the remnants still exist. Something about the World Fairs are all self-powered. And then Hans actually asked him for a link about it. But he didn't have time. He said the Tartarian Empire will find it too. So I'm going to do a little search for that.
Yeah, the mud flood was a big thing. I kind of think that that was the aftermath of the Great Flood. All that water just transferred all the dirt, covered everything up.
I just put a little link in there. Mystery of an Empire Lost in History. Tartaria. The Mongol Empire stretched from present-day Poland to Ukraine and Ukraine in the west, Korea in the east. Anyways, here's a bunch of images from it. Now, I'm probably not finding the exact right thing that we're looking for, but
yeah, I got it.
Here's one that's right up our alley. Is history a big lie? Why, yes. Yes, it is.
Where do you get an idea like that
from? Understanding Tartaria. Anyway, there's a couple of links in there. not that Hans is listening to hear that, but anyway, he'll see it or not. Hmm. Anyways,
I'll watch them.
But cool, thanks, Trumpy, if you're still listening. There's just so many different fascinating things going in the world. It's hard to even remember all the stuff.
Right, and we got all this bullshit that's not happening, dominating all your time.
Yeah. Like that place out in the, I think it's in California somewhere, where the gravity is off. Oh, what's it called? Where you going up, they have a little shack on it. You go in there and you're standing at an angle compared to the people outside. What the hell is that called?
I don't know what it's called, but I've been to 2 or 3 of them as a child.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you're on the side of one mountain looking at another in just a real sharp valley. And it makes you feel like it's weird. I don't know the science behind it, but it's all your angular vision.
Da 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 da. See, and I told you guys.
The mystery spot in Santa Cruz, California.
All that starry stuff, just crazy.
They used to have one of those in the Ozarks around here.
They have an official website even. Yeah, it's a tourist attraction thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, but it's really cool.
Well, yeah. Should be kind of cool. That's what makes them tourists.
Grim says he thinks there's one in Sedona, too. There's a lot of stuff going on in Sedona, too. That's a major vortex.
Yep.
Ley line convergence. I read a story about somebody that went there in search of and saw this, what looked like a gateway or a portal open. He was too scared to go through it, or step in.
And time travelers. Because that's in all my time travel. It's a big seller. You go through a portal. But the whole concept is kind of comical, but it's very entertaining.
Yeah, stories.
Makes as much sense as boobs.
Well, it's like Sasquatch. You see him all the time, but he's real blurry and you can't make him out real good.
Yeah. They all have shitty cameras. Or don't know how to focus a camera.
Yeah, but there are places that are basically inhabitable to human beings.
Grim says he would step through the portal.
Me too.
He says, yeah, but that's easy to say when there ain't a
portal. Yeah, when you're not standing right in front of the dead thing. You have no idea, no clue what the fuck you're stepping into. And if there's any coming back or not.
It kind of fucks up his hermit lifestyle.
Portal.
Yeah.
Portal. End up right in the middle of a deadhead.
Oh, hey, there you go, Ross. There's an idea. Just start throwing all our fucking nuclear waste through it.
Hey.
What could go wrong?
Wow, you're so cool.
Hey, it was us idea.
Yeah, well, you're still cool.
Oh. Sometimes.
Mister, I forgot to hit record. I did that. I did that to move.
That's what I said. I pulled the flash.
In that,
but I didn't go through the whole fucking show and then realize it wasn't recording.
Well, we're going to have to start the show with a questionnaire.
It only took me 15 minutes.
Well, hey, that's better than I did. I did a whole show and didn't know until...
Well, I fucked myself up playing the intro music because that's, you know... Usually I hit broadcast and then record and, you know... but I've been doing these bumpers, so...
You know what Grim did for me so I wouldn't have that problem?
Got you that rocket broadcaster thing.
Yeah, this is so idiot-proof. Even I can do it all by myself.
Damn.
That's right. Well, I'm not the brightest bulb when it comes to operating.
Even Flash can do it.
So, yeah, you would just, as a promo, because if it's simple enough for me, crying out loud. If you're an ugly third grader, you too could probably play this.
But, yeah, I'm fascinated by places like that. Sedona is one place I definitely want to go see. Spend some time before I'm done here.
Wow, what do you think done here? Where what?
On this in this existence.
Well, okay, but what with all this governmental? This ain't gonna go on probably past the election, right? All this COVID.
I would hope not. God, I hope it's not just.
What do you do if they drag it beyond the election?
Well, I think it's gonna go one of two ways.
Right.
Either the things we're hearing about things like Nassara and all that are real and we're fixing to see the whole shit establishment get torn down, or we're fixing to go into full-blown Orwellian hellish nightmare tyranny.
1984 style.
Yeah.
Big Brother. Well, they're doing it.
Yeah, I mean, the plan is there to do that. The only question is will somebody be able to stop them or not? And the only thing that I've heard of that has a chance is if what all this stuff is they're saying is true.
Okay, like but, what kind of stuff? That they're
like that Trump is working with John F. Kennedy Jr.
Oh, I read that.
Right. And has been for decades to bring this to a culmination of where it's at, and a lot of the signs are pointing to it. I mean, I can't completely discount it. There's a lot of
20-year plan.
Okay.
There's a lot of things going on.
Oh, I'm not saying it's not possible, Rob. I am saying that.
Oh no, I'm not.
I grew up with every story that you can ever imagine, so why not?
I'm saying that if that's not true, and that Trump is and I'm leaning, I'm skeptical about everything. But anyways, what did Kate just post? Rob works masking up. Nice, Kate. But yeah, if that's not true, if there's not some kind of shadow white hat group that's working towards intervening in this shit, then we're pretty much fucked. It's going. I mean, there won't be anything to stop them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wasn't laughing at that, Bob. I'm sorry.
I know you were laughing at the bacon thing.
Because it's so you.
Yeah.
Anyway, but you really think it's that serious? Or?
Yeah. I have for a long time. I mean, they fucking wrote it in stone, dude.
Yeah, I've read.
They're serious about that. I mean, they really do want to eliminate 93.5% of the population.
Oh,
they want to eliminate 6 billion people minimum.
Right. Well, they got plenty of sick and weak to start.
Yeah. Well, it's easier said than done. It's not easy.
No, it's not.
To wipe out a population of beings that are resilient and determined. You know,
change.
So.
Yeah, we can adjust to the good stuff in a matter of a few days.
Yeah, so...
The poisons that we eat, I experienced it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of food I don't eat anymore, but I had to get rid of it and replace it with something else, and it was a trip. I would recommend it to the person next to me because it's good for you.
And the other thing is that they can't move too fast because if they start really coming down,
I don't know what.
You know, implementing big measures to, you know, do large die-offs and killings, you know.
Oh,
at some point, people are going to wake the fuck up and go, you know, what the fuck's going on here? And that's happening now to an extent. I mean, just in my lifetime, in the 30-whatever years that I've been paying attention to anything more than, you know, getting fucked up and pussy. I have noticed, you know, people a whole different attitude towards the things I talk about. Because I've been talking like I do, just not to exactly the same as I do today, but I've always been counter mainstream shit. So I have noticed in the 30 years that, like, way back then, I was the conspiracy theorist, that guy, you know. And now it's like, yeah, I know what you mean, man. These people are fucked up. So, you know, I get that a lot more often than not now. Whereas before, I got, oh, you're just fucking crazy, dude. I mean, because I started off talking about taxes, that was the first thing that I got into was the IRS and the whole tax scam, and I wasn't paying it anymore, and I rescinded my Social Security number and quit filing income tax returns, and that was 1988. And people looked at me like I was from outer space. How can you not file a tax return? How do you do that? That was the reaction you got. You know, you can't just not file a tax return. They'll come and get you. Well, here it is, 32 years later. Still waiting on them. Hello. So
they do it in little steps, Rob.
Okay. Well,
how do you get away with it?
Let them know when they get it. No, I mean, I know why I don't get fucked with, because I don't. I've arranged my life in such a way that they don't come after me. I don't have anything for them to steal. We're going to go a little bit over today since we didn't start recording. I'm going to go till I have 2 hours on the recording, so that which is we still got about 10 minutes, 9 minutes. So the BitChute listeners will get a full show.
Yeehaw.
And everything. So,
shit.
But what was I saying?
he lost you.
Brain fart, yeah.
Ain't that a bitch when that happens? I don't know, you got yourself one yeah. more time about the forgetting to hit the record button thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So, hey, now you're a proven radio personality because we all do it.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yep.
Just funny when it happens to you and when it happens to me. Not even funny at all.
Yeah.
A little bit, Rob. You would be... The difference in... It would surprise you.
Yeah. Shit happens.
I'm bullshit.
But, no, well, like you said, you know, everybody does it. You know, it's when you... It's just part of the territory.
Yeah. Well, Mary was threatening to come back.
He's got the squeaky door. Oh, that's probably my chair.
That's you. Little oil would fix that.
Damn, y'all can hear that? It's fucking Martha's guilt.
Are you so Jewish you won't even buy oil?
It just started doing that. I have oil. I just haven't... It just now started doing it. Seriously.
Well, gained so much weight. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
He's on the bacon train.
Yep, the chair's groaning.
Oh. I had it.
I donate all my bacon to Rob. And even Cirque. Cirque doesn't care for it either.
So.
Boom. Yeah. All, and you know what Denmark is? It's a bacon exporting fucking country. I think they export about a quarter of what they make.
Cool.
I'm not big on animal, you know, flesh for a way to make a living. But that's what they do.
You don't want to live downwind of a pig farm. Let me tell you that.
Well, it doesn't matter if I should or like it. I don't.
Not within about 10 miles, anyway.
No.
So another thing you don't want to live anywhere near is a fucking sugar beet factory.
Yeah, well, our paper mill.
Circle.
Oh,
shit,
man.
The measurements here in America. Oh, I don't know. She goes on about it sometimes, but I always come out the end thinking, yeah, but I can do both, so what's your problem? I mean, it wasn't enough that they got to add, you know, from 10 to 12, or from 10 to 16. But, you know, if you've never done it before, I guess it would be strange. But growing up doing it was easy. As a normal. But if you really want to irritate somebody from Scandinavia, tell them what an inch is. Because it's all those weird American measurements.
An inch is about...
I know what an inch is. I grew up...
3 centimeters...
See, but that three is the point. It's about, there's not a specific.
3 and a half the middle joint on your index finger.
Because they use the decimal point.
There it is.
Decimal system. 10, you tell.
Yeah, man.
So it works out like money. So everything. But it's a. But yeah. We're used to those other measurements.
Inches, 2.5 centimeters.
Except the grams are the same. That part weighs down.
It's almost exactly 2.5 centimeters.
See, there he goes. Almost.
Not exact, but close enough. Government, right?
No.
New math. Well, that's how you get to the moon, folks. Use that new math. You don't have to hit it exactly. Just get close.
Yeah, pretty much. The Jews pulled it off of their last little shenanigans. Oh, they made it there, but it crashed on the moon. What a story to tell. I want to see the video to that. They got video of me, you know, down at the grocery store buying chocolate. So
2.54 centimeters.
Yeah, but I want to see the video of, you know, stuff.
So next time somebody asks you how much an inch is, you can tell them. 2.5-4 centimeters.
They don't ask. They don't find it necessary to know. They mock that there's a second system.
Oh, so they're just laughing at you.
Yeah. Okay. But see, I don't get the point
of
laughing.
I can understand that.
I'm smart enough to use either system. So.
Yeah. That's cheap.
But
smarty pants.
But see, it's the exceptionalism of needing your very own private numerical system that other countries don't use.
Yeah.
Instead of joining...
No, there's a big row over all that shit. Yeah, there's a...
Yeah. Well, there you go. Instead of opt out, they made it like this instead. So, because I think the math of using inches is entertaining. Or using measurements, grams or ounces or pounds, tons. Fun. Mathematical side of me, you know, that nerd side that I like to calculate with. You guys got it. You guys got it bad. Getting all that algebra and shit. Help. I'm way over my head.
I'm okay with algebra. If you break it into trigonometry and calculus and all that, I just start getting lost.
How about you, Larry?
I took logic. I really enjoy most of it. What I didn't like was what I learned in probabilities and certainties.
Hmm.
And that's that no matter what you want to hear, you can take a poll, and if you poll the right people, you will hear what you want to hear.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Can
you direct the questions too or no?
You can prove absolutely anything that you want to prove if you ask the right people.
Ah. Okay, I just sent Grim the notes for the show for you guys.
Yep, we are about a minute and a half.
Well, still, you covered a lot of stuff. So, there's lots of links.
There's some good info there. Lots of good chat.
Well, you had a good audience there.
We had some good feedback today. That was nice. Thank you, Frumpy, and us, and Grimner, and Ms. Girl, and
all our pals and palettes in the
Cowboy Tech
chat. Hey, Cowboy. Yeah, he's living out there in the West Coast.
Yep. Yeah. He's in Oregon, right? People.
Yeah, I think. We got people from everywhere.
Yeah, we got it pretty well.
We're scattered.
You guys are the only international people that we know and that I know of. Mm-hmm. No, we got another guy that's over there somewhere. I forget who it is.
Solvener, but he's...
No, it wasn't him. He hasn't been around in a long time. No, there's somebody that comes in not too long ago that talked about it. Anyways, but yeah, that's going to be a wrap.
Cool. Thanks a lot, Larry and Rob. I had a good time with this
group. Yeah.
You're on the Coil Show.
Always fun.
Good show. Enjoy it. Have a good time.
Okay. Yeah.
Thanks, Goots. See you next week.